Greetings. This is Natural Time with Bedleva Johnson, bringing you the latest, most fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. This is episode 89. We are actually 6 months in from this whole new way of doing things. This change of lifestyle, this change of framing minds, this change, this time of pandemic, uncertainties, and circumstances. This is what they call, are you ready? Are you ready for the new norm? We are well into the new norm. Now, the new norm to me, it seems like it is a new trend. And it's a trend that may not be totally natural, but unnatural things have taken place for us to be where we are now. Untold, unheard about stories that, you know, you never thought that something like this would take place. But why I call it a new trend, because it's a new phase. It's an upward movement that is happening, that's taking place, and everyone is jumping on this bandwagon for cures, solutions, suggestions. And in that, we have to actually change everything that we're doing and formulate it into this new norm, this new form of trend. Now, as in this new trend, as you all have experienced, it consists of everything that you have to do. You have to isolate yourself. You have to stay in place. You have to think of all of these new way of cleaning and cleansing, sterilizing and masking. But as we go about preparing ourselves for this readiness, all these nuances, we have to start breaking down what we do into a normal or a daily routine. And that's where I have to suggest that when we break down into this new norm and the routine that we have to structure our lives every day in doing, it needs to be more in a natural sense. Why? It's because you're stabilized. And when you're stabilized in one place, you can't be using and doing things that are unhealthy to you or your family. So now that's when we start have to break it down. And when you break it down into its purest stage or into the purest way, we can survive longer in this new norm. So let me break down a few things which you already know, but you have to look deeper into. And it's the things that we do as we stay in place is quite normal, quite natural. For instance, hand sanitizing. It is known and it's best to use anything that is plant-based, because it's not going to have the chemicals that are going to be harmful while you're staying in place. And I just came across some new information, and there is a way that you can make hand sanitizer naturally, and it goes much longer. It feels much better on your hands. And besides the ones that you purchase, that you can actually purchase these things together and make your own hand sanitizer, which I do suggest that, you know, even the little bottles, you can reuse the little bottles that you have used for hand sanitizer, wash it out real clean, and then make your own hand sanitizer so that you can still reuse that same bottle instead of tossing it away. Because we're starting to get back into where our index, our waste index is starting to increase while we're staying at home, because now we're actually using more things in the house and we're throwing them away. So here I say, you know, even the bottles of hand sanitizer, you can reuse the large one that you use at home and make your own and pump them into smaller ones if you should have to go out of the house and you have to carry your hand sanitizer. The next thing is cleaning products. There are so many cleaning products that we had used on the market when, you know, as we were already outside and working, going to and fro from home. Now that you're in the home, you have to kind of find some different kind of cleaning products that is more healthy for your environment, healthy for your living space, that's going to cause no harm. Also, growing freshness at home. We're not able to go to the supermarkets like how we used to. So what happened is that we're going to have to incorporate some at-home freshness. And there's a lot of people that I know, and as well as yourself, my listeners, you started your home garden. And the home garden industry has actually increased, which is a good thing. Because now there are certain things that you can grow in large spaces if you have outside, or if you don't have that much space, you can do planter boxes, and you can do small produce, like you can do a pot just for tomatoes, another pot for your peppers, another pot for your lettuce, and some form of vegetable like a cabbage. And you could do another pot with just the peas. That's it. A pot just to grow one item. But if you have several items on top of your back porch, your patio, your veranda, your balcony, you can do as much as you can. And there are different kind of planters that hang on each other. So you have some idea on what you would like to grow, but still bring some freshness, grow some freshness. This year, I also started a pepper. I love peppers. They smell good, even when you have them fresh before you cut them. They smell wonderful. And I grew some green peppers, chili peppers, and hot pepper, and cayenne pepper, and sweet pepper. The sweet peppers were abundant. The chili peppers and the cayenne peppers and the hot peppers, they take just a little bit longer. Mind you, I planted them all at the same time. But I reaped the sweet peppers in a bountiful, and gave some to neighbors and friends. And also, the chili peppers and the cayenne peppers, they just take a little bit longer to grow. But I'm reaping my harvest, and it helps out a lot when you bring your freshness into the house. You bring some freshness into your surroundings. It helps with cleansing as well. And the outside element in its natural form, it adds to what we already going through. And then, like I said, we have to decrease. Think about decreasing your waste index while you're at home. Like the shavings that you do for your bananas, your potatoes, or whatever food items that you have that you're using that you haven't quite cooked yet. What I do is I put them in my compost. I made a compost where I'm constantly turning and throwing in the dirt and making natural compost that I can use as my fertilizer. So I don't have to go out and purchase fertilizer for my plants. I use my compost, which works very well. I get a container that's large enough for me to handle, because you can get real big containers. But I just got a container for me to handle. And I put my bananas, cucumber, shavings, cantaloupes, watermelon skin, whatever that you have. and you put it in there. Now, to make it easier for some, what I did was is that I put it in a food processor or a blender, like this, the skin of the watermelon, which is very chunky, somewhat hard. So I put in a food processor and I just kind of process it a little to break it down. And then I throw that into my compost. I don't add no water. I don't add nothing to it. All I do is kind of find a way to kind of chop it up. Or if you don't want to use a food processor, you know, just take a knife and you chop up the watermelon skin in smaller particles, and that you can put into your compost. So it makes composting so much easier. Reuse, reuse, reuse. Everything that you do, everything that you use, just reuse it. Like I was making the suggestion of making your own hand sanitizer. Instead of throwing those bottles away, the large ones and the small ones, you make a batch of the hand sanitizer, the natural hand sanitizer, and you put them in the larger bottle to keep in the house, and you put in the small ones that you might put in everybody's bag when, if you should ever go outside. Then there's this thing which I had done a podcast before called Upcycle. And Upcycle is reusing the same food items and they're turning in the food items into other items, other food items. Now, people don't quite understand the process of upcycle. Upcycle is not reusing food that was already used. Upcycle is reusing food that hasn't been used. That food might be there for something and it just haven't been used at all, that you might have purchased at the store. So what happens is that you have these industries that are taking these food items that hasn't been used and turning them into other foods or turning them into other products that are used by unused foods. Upcycle is the new game plan, and it's a new key of trying to find ways to even decrease our waste consumption and our waste index, especially at home. So all of these little things, and there's more to come that we can do naturally, but these are a part of this new thing where we have is the new norm. And it is hard for a lot of people to adjust. You know, I have so many stories on things that people have gone through since everything has started from March. And a lot of people have fared very well in trying to weather through all of this. Some are finding it very hard still. And I pray, or I meditate, I make suggestions to anyone that might have some issues on trying to weather through all of this, because it's not easy. So there you have it. Are you ready, or have you been ready for the new norm? Because we're still in it. It's still continuing. We still have to practice those safety measures in our lives, in our daily lives. That's why it's called the new norm. And we're trying to structure ourselves in a way that best helps each and every one of us individually, family, environmentally, globally wise. And if, hey, my listeners, you have been very, very wonderful in supporting me in all of the information and in this endeavor. Continue to send those messages to me that I can answer those questions for you. And if you even have any suggestions for Natural Times and things that you want more information of, I'd be gladly be there to help you to, you know, we could talk about it. I'm always learning from my listeners. So this is Natural Times with Taliba Johnson. And on that note, I want all of my listeners and everyone that I know for you to have a natural day. See ya.